checking into the third hour of the program, inviting you, as always, to take control of the airwaves. Dial in, bring up anything. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And you can take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines. And unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. That, again, is startpage.com, as we will take your phone calls here. And then coming up, we'll tell you about an absolutely outrageous video that is currently, I believe, the top story over at freetalklive.com of a SWAT team raid, which is not uncommon, where they murdered a family's dog in front of their children, and we'll give you the details here in a little bit. But first, your call. Steve is in Florida to start things out this hour. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live, the Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey there, guys. I have a strange situation. It's not a big deal. I'm sure it's not a big deal, but on Facebook, I created a page that's called Americans United Against the United States of America.
All right.
And it's kind of, I don't know, it's sort of like a joke, a little bit tongue-in-cheek. It's really actually quite harmless. I think on there, oh, well, there's the, I have the Don't Tread on Me flag. I think I posted a link to one of your programs and some stuff like that. I mean, there's nothing really outrageous on there, except for maybe the name might be considered outrageous by some.
Are you in a militia?
But, no, I'm not, actually. And in fact, the only thing that is really in-depth on the page is that there was a very brief discussion between me and another person about Timothy McVeigh and how he is nothing like us. And when I say us, I mean guys like me and guys like you. And that's
people
pretty much
who support
it.
Peace.
Right, people who believe in peace and prosperity and liberty and freedom. And so suddenly today, I click on it once every few days just to see if there's any action on there. And some woman named Claire, somebody, who had been a member of the page or a fan of the page for quite some time, posted on there that that's it. She's seen enough. She now knows that we're terrorists. She saw my video, my alleged video, on YouTube where I was calling for the assassination of Barack Obama.
What?
And, and I've never posted any, I mean, on my YouTube channel, which is McDuffie Steven, McDuffie Steven, I have videos of me playing guitar and then one of me giving my dogs biscuits. And that's all it is. So she claims that I made some video of threatening to assassinate Obama or calling for his assassination and that the page was racist and that we're all racist and that she said, that's it. The terrorism ends now. And she said that she was going to report us to Facebook and
Sweet.
Also the Department of Homeland Security.
I have just joined the group. That's great
news. Yeah. Yeah. So we're all being reported to the Department of Homeland Security, according to the nitwit. So,
I would be surprised if the Department of Homeland Security wasn't already aware and had been apprised of Free Talk Live's operations simply because
right.
we have. I'm sure there's been some, snitches out there that have already alerted them. So I went ahead and joined the page anyway, just so they can see me there.
Okay, groovy. And then the other thing, too, that I was thinking about, I have this radio show that we've talked about before, but my wife and I were talking about me coming up with another kind of radio show that was something more similar to what you guys do. But frankly, I would be scared to get on the air and express my real views and a public radio station where you could find the address of it, because if I got out there and started talking about the kind of stuff I believe, I might get sniped walking out of the radio station or something like that, you know? I mean, I would seriously...
Well, we're still here.
Yeah, you guys are still there, but nobody can get on Google or the Yellow Pages and type in the call letters of a radio station and find out where you physically are located.
It's not hard.
Right? Okay.
They would... Right. They, you know... It, You wouldn't have to have your ear too close to the ground in this town to know where we're.
In that town, sure.
It's no secret that we're out and about doing free state liberty activism on a regular basis. They could firebomb the entire gathering of the free staters here and take out about 30 people in once if they wanted to. Or
yeah, you know. I'm sure it's an unfounded fear, but I mean I know that.
Yeah.
My views tend to really annoy people, and some of them to the extent, I mean, you know, I've been online on forums and stuff and had my life threatened. It's not that I'm scared
of
that.
It's a legitimate fear, I think. I just try not to, be afraid. You know, I try not to worry, and I try not to think about those things, because, you know, I could get hit by a bus tomorrow as well, and I don't live in fear of that. So I don't, if those thoughts come into my head, and I'll admit, you know, they do. Those thoughts do come into my head because for the same reasons that they come into yours, because you're saying things that people in many cases vehemently will disagree with, and there are crazy, crazy effers out there that are willing to do nutty things. And certainly, if you've seen Play Misty for Me, then you know that there's stories about disc jockeys being stalked and murdered by nutty fanatics that are out there. But it's just one of those things where if you're going to be liberty oriented, if you're going to have if you're going to take a pro liberty position and you're going to take it publicly, then you just have to live with that stuff. You just have to live with that as being a possibility for something that could happen.
It looks like membership has kind of jumped up on Americans United Against the United States of America.
You know what? I sort of thought that might happen. That wasn't my purpose in calling, though.
Jumped up by three?
That's how many people are on the group?
150. Four.
There you go. It's a little jump.
When you call three people a jump.
I got the old Free Talk Live bump, huh? As far as the fear thing, though, at least what I am fearing, and it's not, like I said, it's not something that I'm just, you know, hiding under my covers over, but it's, as you said, it is a legitimate fear, and it does lurk in the back of your mind. But at least that is something somewhat realistic, unlike the people who say, well, if, you know, you guys are the Free State Project and you guys start making too many waves, they're going to roll in the tanks, they're going to drop A-bombs on you or something like that. I think that's a slightly less realistic.
I think that the most legitimate fear is that the government will take action against you personally, not necessarily that they'll roll in tanks, but that they'll decide they don't like you and what you're doing and set you up for something or target you. But again, if I think about those things, if those thoughts come into my head, I do whatever I can to shift my perspective, because I knew that would be a possibility when I came into this. If I didn't expect that as a possibility, I did expect that as a possibility, and I accepted it, and I moved into the world of activism where I could be seen and where it was common knowledge who I was and what I'm doing. And it's just one of those things, you know, it's one of those crosses, if you will, that those of us who have some level of spotlight on us have to deal with. And that's okay.
And it's thoroughly on the record that you're for peace and that you're for non-aggression and that you're for.
But that won't stop people from aggressing against you.
Sure. But they can't ever accuse you of advocating anything different because you're on record publicly as just the opposite.
Yep. Hey, thanks, Steve, for the call. I appreciate that, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. And I hope that we can dispel that fear for people, that worry. Because if you're worried that somebody's going to exact some sort of violent retaliation on you for speaking out about liberty, then that's going to be a crippling fear. That's going to be a fear that will keep you in your basement, hiding out, keeping your opinions to yourself, or anonymously posting them on internet forums. And I think that there's real value in having people come out, not just on the radio, but I just mean in general and in their life, to come out to people and talk about how they feel about liberty. I think it's one of the most important things that we can do as people that love freedom, is to express these ideas in as many venues and as many opportunities as we possibly can. And damn the consequences! Because the consequences that are coming if we don't do that are pretty damn awful.
Awful. Terrible.
Just look down the road. Look at what you have today. Look at the police raids that are going on in Columbus, Missouri, and all across the country. We'll tell you a little bit about that here in a moment. Look at the police state that's coming down all around this country in the name of so-called stopping the illegal immigrants.
Security
and the terrorists. And New York looking at even more cameras and more technology to monitor your every single move. That's what's coming. a bigger, more oppressive police state where you might just get rounded up and thrown into some sort of holding facility for your beliefs. So you might as well come out with them and try to change some minds.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just take control of the airwaves toll free at 1-800-259-9231. It's 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything. And joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, WIKI Wiki. www.freetalklive.com. Now, government school is necessary to prepare young people for citizenship. After all, where else could a curious and creative individual learn how to be a meaningless part of a large and uniform group of dependent followers who are constantly being watched, managed, and told what to do?
Is it time for recess yet?
School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government-controlled education. Please visit their new site at schoolsucksproject.com to make a profile, join the forums, and help these ideas spread. That's schoolsucksproject.com. As I mentioned earlier, we're actually doing some me and a couple of other activists here in the Keene area, we're doing some school outreach. We have our free Keene banners. We had one of those out today, and we brought out our School Sucks poster board. Somebody made just, you know, hand wrote a School Sucks podcast sign. There wasn't a website on there. It just said School Sucks Podcast. So we're hoping, I guess, that they go and they search for it. And today was probably, we're normally very well received when we just had the free Keene banner. Lots of waves and smiles. Yeah, the occasional angry teenager. But most of them are pretty happy to see us. The ones that acknowledge us are fairly happy to see us. Not all of them notice. They're busy talking with their friends on the bus, that kind of thing. But we're holding the signs as the buses are coming out of the school. And so today was the first time we had something besides the free Keene banner. We had this free Keene banner and School Sucks podcast sign. And today was a very positive response from the kids on the buses. And it was actually the first day that we had somebody come up to us and talk to us and say that he's seen us there and he hasn't gone to the website yet. But he thinks he likes his understanding was that he likes what we're doing, and we explained it to him a little bit more. And he sounds like a real good prospect for somebody who could come on board with the movement. No, a student, which is really the ideal situation, is to have young people coming into the Liberty movement so they can do the outreach on their school campus, because we can't go on campus. We have to do it from the sidewalk. But they're there every single day, and they can do things like bring the world's smallest political quiz in there. They can, you know, bring in flyers for various different things, for Free Talk Live or whatever, do some of the things we were talking about earlier on the school campus and really stir it up. So eventually it'll be nice when we get to that point, when we actually have activists that are really active on the school campus.
Contributing to the liberty of a minor.
Yeah, they actually, the cops came out this time around because they were pulling somebody over in the beginning. When we first arrived, they pulled somebody over in the parking lot, and they had, like, every cop in Keene out there for some reason. The guy just did a U-turn. So I'm not sure what that was about.
It's kind of how it goes around here.
But then they bring a cop. Then a cop came out, and it was actually the first time they'd dealt with us in a long time. They came up and they asked, "What's that sign about?" But they were just asking. They didn't really do much beyond that. And that was it.
You know, I think that the School Sucks, just that on a sign.
School Sucks Podcast.
Right, I understand. But, those are the two words that jump out.
Yeah. And some people think sucks is an offensive word. They think it's, you know, it's profanity.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of on that borderline.
One of the bus drivers was yelling at us for the word sucks.
Yeah.
Offended. They were offended by it.
But that's the name of the podcast.
It is the name of the podcast, and sucks is a common word amongst teenagers, so it certainly, I don't imagine it offended very many of the
teenagers probably have seen it.
Exactly. So, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The story is from Radley Balco at Reason.com. In February, he says, "I wrote about a drug raid that happened in Missouri where a SWAT team breaks into a home, fires 7 rounds at a family's pit bull and corgi, and as their 7-year-old son looks on, they found a small amount of marijuana, enough for a misdemeanor charge. The parents were then charged with child endangerment." As our friend Barry Cooper and his wife Candy were also recently, they had their son stolen from them because of a marijuana charge. So smoking pot equals child endangerment, whereas storming a home with guns, then firing bullets into the family's pets as a child looks on, equals necessary police procedures to ensure everyone's safety.
Protection.
Right? Just so we're clear, Radley says, now there's video, which you can watch, and it's the top story tonight at freetalklive.com. You can also see it over at freekeen.com. It's horrifying, but I'd urge you to watch it, says Balco, and to send it to the drug warriors in your life. So this morning, Sam from ObscureTruth.com and I actually were invited by the police chief to go out for some coffee. So we had some breakfast with the police chief here in town. And this is one of those things that, how many activists around the country are doing this? How many liberty activists are meeting on a regular basis with the opposition, with, you know, the status, with the people that are out there operating this government? we're doing
They may not even be statists, but they are the ones that are operating the government.
Yeah, I mean, so they're certainly better here in Keene in many cases than a lot of places around the country. And I told, you know, when we were talking with the police chief, we certainly praised him where praise was due. But we had a nice, long conversation with this guy. It was a beautiful day in Keene. We were sitting outside at the local Panera and had a two-hour-long discussion about freedom and liberty ideas. And, of course, he wanted to know about roads.
So, got to be roads, man.
So, tell him about the ones at Disney World?
He had a, you know, he didn't. He had a lot of questions. But it's okay, Wayne, because as we were wrapping up the conversation, and we, of course, talked about the war on drugs with him and everything, and so we had a lot of questions, but as we were wrapping it up, we talked about maybe doing this on a regular basis, maybe just having a monthly little breakfast with myself and Sam and this police chief, so we can get to know each other a little better over time and, you know, create a relationship. I found it to be a really powerful experience that was, I think, it's going to be helpful in helping people understand on both sides, you know, what's happening.
It's not happening anyplace else.
No. So I got back. I get back home. I see this at the top of freetalklive.com, this SWAT team video, where it's from the police's perspective of these cops engaging in what happens around the country on a regular basis, a police raid on these people's homes, just a family home. This is not a drug den. There's no meth lab in the back. Just a family home. They go in. Wayne, you saw the video before the show or during the first break of the show tonight, and you can hear the gunshots. You don't actually see them shoot the dog because the cameraman is behind the SWAT team. Mm-hmm. So you hear them going in, the screams That's of horrifying. Surprise by the family.
And the screams by the dogs, too.
The yelping of the dog. They shoot one. There's one shot. You can hear the dog crying in pain. And then a few moments later, there are a few more shots.
They put them out of their misery.
Right. And apparently, the dog... Both, there are two dogs. One of them was a pit bull, and the other one was a corgi.
Dangerous corgis.
Now, go if you don't know what a corgi is, it's one of the little dogs. One of those cute little dogs.
The Queen of England has them.
Yeah. And the corgi was not in a cage, but the pit bull was in an effing cage, and they went in and they shot him. So,
it was ridiculous.
What's the excuse?
It was shocking.
What is the excuse? The excuse from the police is usually when they shoot a dog is that I felt like I was being threatened. You're telling me the corgi was threatening you? This dog that's no larger than your ankle, you know, the height of your the top of your foot.
And then a dog that was crated.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you felt threatened by the corgi, that would, I suppose, be an excuse for shooting the corgi. But what about the dog in the cage?
It's just intimidation. Yeah. These cops, the ones that go on these SWAT teams, are all about adrenaline. They're about getting high off of the rush they get from going in and aggressing against people.
And they want people to act out.
They do.
I mean, you know, the first thing I thought
reaction.
Is, man, you know, I would be so outraged if they shot my dog.
Tell you more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-310-4193. That's 800-310-4193. 800-310-4193.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. 90% better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves. Incredible grip in any conditions.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection, Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes, and Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. We've got a webcam there. Allows you to watch the show and listen and chat. You can get in our chat room at the same time. It's all on the same page. You can watch and chat at cam.freetalklive.com, and it's free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. But it's also, you know, costs some money to operate the cam, so memorydealers.com has stepped up to help us out.
That's right. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231 as we continue here. So I was talking about this meeting that I had with the police chief today, which went very well. And it was off the record. We both agreed to not record it, both sides. And I always like in these meetings, because it's not the first one I've had. We've had meetings with a former cop, a code enforcer. I've met with a code enforcement agent.
City manager.
The city manager. I've never had coffee with the city manager. Those have always been more formal in the office style meetings. But I've gone out and had, you know, broken bread, if you will, with a number of the people of influence within the city government here. And so we were talking with this guy, and he was asking a lot of questions about liberty and our views on things. And I think we came to a good mutual understanding, and we're going to continue, you know, the relationship down the road. As far as I'm concerned, it can only lead to good things. More communication between the sides, if you want to call them that, I think can only lead to good things. But the reason I brought that up in general was because we're talking about this SWAT team raid that you can see the video. I'm getting the story from Radley Balco at Reason.com. It's the top story tonight at FreeTalkLive.com. It's also recently posted by over at Freekeen.com. So there's multiple places to find this. It's the Columbia, Missouri SWAT team. And it happened. It happened a while back, but now the video has come out. The police, their own video has been released, and it's just absolutely horrifying. As Balco describes it, he says it's horrifying, but I'd urge you to watch it and then send it to the drug warriors in your life. This is the blunt end result of all the war imagery and militaristic rhetoric politicians have been spewing for the last 30 years. Cops dressed like soldiers, barreling through the front door, middle of the night, slaughtering the family's pets, filling the house with bullets in the presence of children, then having the audacity to charge the parents with endangering their own kid.
Unbelievable.
There are a misdemeanor amount of pot.
There are 100 through 150 of these raids every day in America, and the vast, vast majority, like this one, are to serve a warrant for a so-called consensual crime. But they did prevent Jonathan Whitworth from smoking the pot that they found in his possession, so I guess this mission was a success. He says that I've exchanged emails with the mother of the family who was home at the time of the raid and is waiting on her permission to publish her account of what happened. So we may get more information here as time goes on. But the video speaks for itself. These cops come into this home, you can see the living room. It's a nicely decorated home. This is not some crack den. They come into this home and they hold this family at gunpoint, terrorizing this child by shooting dogs, his lovable dogs in front of him. Because just because it's a pit bull doesn't mean it's dangerous.
But it was in a crate.
And it was in a cage.
Yeah.
And there was a corgi that was loose. And they shot them both. They murdered these dogs. The man doesn't realize what happened. The guy they're after, they put him down on the floor, and of course they're yelling and screaming and, you know, doing their cop thing.
The interesting thing is that they don't do this to the wife. Why is the guy responsible for the pot in the house? Isn't that weird?
Isn't the warrant for the pot and not the people?
Why don't they throw the kid on the pavement? Why do they go after the guy?
Don't give me any ideas, Mark.
I'm not, but I'm just saying, why is it that they do that?
That's a good question.
Maybe they had him selected specifically.
Maybe they're scared.
I don't know. Maybe they have other evidence. I have no idea.
They busted him with a misdemeanor amount of pot and like a grinder, probably a pipe or something like that.
This is just another example of how ludicrous the war on drugs is and why we have to end it as soon as possible.
Absolutely. This is a war on our friends, and it's a war on our family members. And anybody that looks at this and can't... If you can look at this video and not be sickened, where is your soul?
Yeah. Yep.
It's so awful. And we're all forced to pay for this. That's the worst part about it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be bad enough if a criminal gang was going around and kicking in people's doors and stealing things from them and kidnapping them? But it's worse that the criminal gang threatens all of us with the same if we don't go along with the program.
Right. You know, this is, Ian, I hate to say this, but this is by design. I mean, there are a small number of people that make a lot of money from the war on drugs. You know, they make big profits on the drugs. The people selling the drugs on the streets are expendable. They end up in the prisons.
Sure.
And so, but the people who are the big guys on top are always there, and they're able to suck a lot of money out of a local community and cycle their salesmen through the prison system, and then they wet the coffers of the politicians. And but it's massively profitable for a few people, and that's why drugs are still legal, and that's why there's a war on drugs.
You know, even out in California, to that point, Wayne, even out in California, they're considering now this election season coming up, they're going to have a ballot provision where people will be able to vote to actually legalize marijuana for recreational purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's great news. But there are people who are in the black market, because California still has a lively black market because it's still illegal for recreational purposes. The black market growers are all in a tizzy about this. They're all upset because, well, there go their profits. Right. Now, all of a sudden, they aren't going to be able to make as much money off of any crop of the marijuana that they're growing, and it may put some of those growers out of business. Some of them, the more industrious ones, should be able to expand their operations and increase the quantity of the marijuana that they're growing, and so therefore they could probably still make similar money if they get their S together and can actually start marketing their product and getting into the legal market. But it's easier when it's illegal because you can just mark it up to whatever the current street value is, put it out there, and rake in the cash. And so they're against legalization. And growers against legalization.
And if you're politically connected, you won't get raided, but your competitors will, and that creates less supply, and it allows you to make even more money.
Oh, since we're talking about California, I have a related story from the L.A. Times. It's a follow-up on something that we've been talking about here. The California people wisely decided to vote in favor of medical marijuana back in the 1990s, back in 1996, with Proposition 215. It passed. It took a while to actually kind of really take hold. It took a good decade before the cops stopped really arresting marijuana patients and raiding the marijuana facilities. And, they finally got to a good point. And within the last 3 or 4 years, because midpoint in this last decade is when they really kind of let off. The government people kind of let off on cracking down the facilities, so more people got the gumption up to open their own distribution point for medical marijuana. And so we saw, California saw an explosion, especially in Los Angeles, but all across the state, they saw an explosion of medical marijuana dispensaries, as they are called. These are people that have gotten, they've asked for the state's permission slip to go ahead and be a dispensing location for the medical marijuana patients. And Los Angeles had, I think, around 1,000 dispensaries until some brilliant person decided to lobby the city government there to put a crackdown on the dispensaries. He says, there are too many. There's too much competition. We're having to lower our prices. We're having to compete. We're having to, we're losing our customers to these new upstarts that are now opening up their stores here. We've been here a long time. We are the established marijuana dispensaries, and
we deserve better than this.
Right. It's time to put a stop to all of these dispensaries. So they went ahead and they passed a resolution. An ordinance that will be in effect, I guess, on June 7th, when city prosecutors have begun notifying 439 medical marijuana dispensaries that they must shut down by the 7th of June. So only about 130 dispensaries are going to be left after this. They're slashing and burning the amount of locations that people can go to get their hands on this medicine. And it's absolutely outrageous. We can tell you more coming up in moments. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and only moments remain, but enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and give you the features for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, well, one of the ways you can do it is by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find a whole list of things you can do. Some of them might excite you, some of them might not. There's a bunch of them. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Things you can do to get this show into more ears around the internet and on the radio. And lots of new banners there, by the way. We just posted just this week a buttload of new banners. There's a lot of them there. Lots of different types, styles, sizes. So head on over and grab a banner, put it up on your website. If you want to help promote Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. So the news is out of the L.A. Times, where shops are being ordered to close down medical marijuana dispensaries, 439 of them. Now, L.A. is a big city, but this is the majority, the supermajority of the these centers are being forced to close down, meaning all of their customers are going to have to go either back underground.
Well, they're going to go to the politically connected dispensaries, too.
Or the 139 that will remain.
Why is it that they're – why these 139? I mean, don't you have to ask that question? Sure, I can see that you would – I can see why they would want to limit the amount of them or whatever. You don't want marijuana dispensaries near kids or whatever. But why these 139? And I suspect the answer is because, well, they've paid the right people. They know the right people. It's the politicians are doing what politicians always do. They're rewarding their friends and they're punishing their enemies.
Well, let me get here into the story and we can find out. Because I remember when we last talked about it, the basic suggestion was, well, we don't want these to be visible anymore. We want them to be in the back warehouse districts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So let's see what they say here. The L.A. Times, they're sending letters out to 439 dispensaries saying they need to shut down by June 7th. It's the first step in what could be a lengthy and expensive legal battle to regain control over pot sales. The letters, which were sent to both dispensary operators and property owners, warn that violators of the city's laws are a misdemeanor and could lead to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. Collectives that stay open after the deadline could also face civil penalties of $2,500 per day.
No munchies for a month, man.
Aisha Greenberg, the assistant city attorney, says, "We're hopeful that the fact that we've given them more than 30 days to comply, that a significant number of them will cease operating." said the assistant's attorney, who has handled most of the efforts to close the dispensaries. L.A. became the epicenter of the state's dispensary boom last year, following the Obama administration's announcement it would not prosecute medical marijuana stores that adhered to state law, although the city had a moratorium. But by the way, it had been booming before that announcement, I'd like to point out. If you watch the Super Jaime documentary, which is an entertaining documentary about a guy that quit smoking pot for 30 days and then smoked pot all day, every day for 30 days and documented the process. It was very interesting. But in there, he talks about the dispensaries opening up, and he shows, like, 2006, how many there were, 2007, 2008, and that sort of thing. And you can see it going up. It just starts to dramatically go up, and that movie was made before Obama came on board, so I don't think it was just that. Anyway, although the city had a moratorium on new dispensaries, it failed to enforce the ban, and hundreds opened with no oversight, triggering complaints from neighborhood activists. The letters were welcomed by city
busybodies.
Busybodies, yeah. Letters were welcomed by city officials and activists as a sign the contentious issue, which was first considered by the city council years ago, is nearing resolution. Councilman Ed Reyes said, "We've arrived. It's like being on a journey and saying, are we there yet? Are we there yet? It feels good that we have finally reached this threshold." Boy, pat yourself on the back, buddy. You're a real hero. Finally, we get to shut down these businesses, these men and women who have poured their hearts and souls and their money into investing into this new business that they've opened up here with the purpose of serving people who are sick. Finally, we get to shut them down.
It's crazy.
It's a real special moment for me here on the city council.
You know, this guy who's really done nothing to... I don't know what he's done in his entire life, but as a city council person, he just managed to be slightly less crappy than the other guy that that he ran against. I mean, yep. That's what, you know, in the marketplace, you have a whole bunch of choices to decide who you want to give your money to. When it comes to politics, you get the choice between two crap sandwiches.
Michael Larson, the incoming president of the Eagle Rock Neighborhood Council, was the most tenacious spokesman for residents worried about unregulated dispensaries. He said, "There's actually something happening based on an ordinance that we worked very hard to get into place. On that level, I am relieved. The truth about the actual enforcement, that will be a big question mark." Under the new ordinance, only dispensaries that registered with the city after the council adopted the moratorium will be allowed to operate. City officials estimate that more than 130 of the original 186 registered dispensaries are still in business. LAPD cased the city to try to find every dispensary. Estimates from city officials and medical marijuana activists had ranged as high as 1,000, but the captain of the LAPD's Gangs and Narcotics Division said, "We came up with less than 600, which is good." Greenberg said the city attorney's office will send out more letters if residents point out additional dispensaries.
The cops couldn't find them.
She said,
one of the largest police forces in the world, and they couldn't find all of them.
She says, "We're making our best efforts, and we're using information from really our eyes and ears out there, which is the community." She means the busybodies and the snitches. Because the community, clearly, there's a significant percentage of the community that appreciates these dispensaries. Otherwise, the market wouldn't be able to bear 600-plus dispensaries. If there was no interest in this, there would be 10.
It wouldn't have made it on a popular vote either.
Two related lawsuits, they could be stymied by court cases. Two related lawsuits filed by dispensaries are challenging the decision to close stores that didn't register under the moratorium. We're looking for a court to acknowledge our clients are unlawfully discriminated against, said one of the lawyers. Another lawyer with experience in marijuana issues is prepared to sue on behalf of patients, saying, "We're putting together a very comprehensive lawsuit to strike down the ordinance." Saying there's nothing that allows medical marijuana patients to be treated differently than, say, Vicodin patients. L.A. has tried twice to persuade dispensaries to shut down with mixed results. City prosecutors, this is not persuasion, by the way. Persuasion is where you actually attempt to persuade. They're not using persuasion, at least at this point. They're using violence and threats. City prosecutors sent letters last year ordering 53 stores to close after the city council denied their applications to operate despite the ban, and 28 did so. Yeah, that's not persuasion. Earlier this year, letters were sent to landlords of 21 dispensaries targeted by LAPD undercover operations, and 6 stores closed. McCarthy said he hopes most dispensaries will close voluntarily. He believes many operators are conscientious, but that others are not, saying, "I don't know what percentage of them are knuckleheads, and because the money's pretty good, we're not going to get 100% compliance." That's all right. They'll just go in and do some armed police raids, and they'll give them the excuse to shoot some dogs. Noting that medical marijuana is not the narcotics division's highest priority, he said it could take some time to determine which dispensaries remained open beyond the deadline, said his officers could focus on the biggest nuisances. Obviously, the ones the community is screaming about are the ones we're going to go to first. Screaming about patients with multiple sclerosis.
There's always going to be somebody out there that's complaining about your business. I don't care if you open up a marijuana dispensary, an ice cream shop, or a hamburger joint.
Yep.
Somebody doesn't want you there. Here in Keene, and this goes on everywhere, but here in Keene, there's this this crappy motel that's down the street.
God.
It's the closest thing you have is a no-tell motel crack whorehouse. It's awful. It's disgusting. It's right on the main drag. You see it. Somebody wanted to put in a beautiful 4-story hotel. Hotel there, and the crazy nuts that live around it, and I don't know where they are. The houses aren't even that close. But anybody who was in the immediate vicinity could come out and say anything. And they didn't want it. They didn't. It was going to be too high. What about the traffic? Blah 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 blah.
The sunlight.
Let's keep the crack house. I mean, that's the kind of
industry
and moronity that you have to deal with when you ask the public in general for their opinion. Everybody's got an opinion when they don't have a penny on the line.
Yeah. So there you have it. Oh, hey, speaking of Keene, New Hampshire, Mark, you got an email here that I think is worthy of sharing. It's in direct response to us doing, the activists here doing high school and middle school outreach. What did you get?
Yeah, a guy writes in and says, I'm not going to give his name just because he gives some identifying information in here, so I don't want to give too much information. He says, I love hearing about your activism at the schools. I am a government teacher, and I was recently fired. With pay through August. Liberty High School for refusing to make my students say the Pledge of Allegiance.
From Liberty High School.
Yeah. Teaching my students to refuse searches.
So awesome. What a hero.
Yeah. And I'm using the remainder of my pay to move my family to Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, that's excellent. I hope he comes over to forum.freekeene.com, introduces himself. We've got all kinds of new folks that are moving up here. A lot of people coming to Porkfest for the first time this year, porcfest.com. Great place to go to learn more about an excellent event that is an absolute blast, and it's just weeks away. Get your reservations in now. You want to get a campsite while they're still available. I heard rumor that there's only a few left.
Yeah, you're not sleeping in my hotel.
There are only, but yet I think only a couple hundred people are officially registered for the event. Yeah. So get on the
registration. You can always show up with your tent and you'll find somebody who'll let you
sleep
on their site.
But get on it. You can get the early bird discount at porkfest.com up through May 15th. So you got another 10 days to get registered and get the discount. It's been Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Hey, we'll be back tomorrow night. See you then at freetalklive.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow Straighted Adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.